Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to recap the most recent Pella School Board meeting.
Well, Greg, at the most recent Pella School Board meeting, a tour that began the meeting of Jefferson and the middle school connector. The structure is very much in place. I got a chance to see the interior, but still a lot of finishing work that needs to be done on that site. I know it's been somewhat of a disruption at times to the flow there at both buildings, but a lot of new and exciting changes coming there as well. As we hit the end of the school year, what are some of the key things as we think about that project going into the summer?
Yeah, of course, summer is a really good construction time. You know, and hopefully with good weather, you make a lot of progress over the summer. We're hoping to really get that building kind of sealed up here this summer. The bricklayers are working on the building. They'll be bricking probably up through July. So a lot of brick on the building and just getting the windows put in, and then obviously finishing on the insides with all the mechanical systems and of course the sheetrock and walls and all that stuff. So it's really a plan to get it, you know, really sealed up really good this fall, finished probably sometime right before Christmas time of 24. And then hopefully we'll be moving in January in that facility. So we'll have some new furniture coming in. We purchased some new furniture just at this last board meeting too, both for the middle school and some for Lincoln Elementary too. But we're knowing that new space will need furniture, and so just working on those things. But it is exciting time. We actually had a really good winter for construction, so we're actually you know, a little bit ahead of schedule, but not really planning on being in there before the first of the year.
And parking-wise, are we still going to continue to see some of those disruptions until it's finished, or will there be some changes we notice coming out of the summer?
Yeah, you know, parking will probably still stay the same. A lot of that is, of course, used for construction workers and staging areas, and it's kind of hard to give that up because construction workers have to have places to park. You got to have places to put material. We'll still have a lot of material going into the building, so that will be mostly the same, you know, through next fall. But then, of course, that, you know, hopefully we get to Christmas time and we'll be able to open up that parking lot, and that there will be, you know, a lot more stalls. There'll be more space, and that'll be good. You know, we've really been thankful for Third Church to let us use their parking lot. That's been good for us. It's a little walk for the teachers. But we will get that open, you know, late next fall, or, you know, right into December next year.
And then we're here with Greg Ebeling, Superintendent of Pella Schools. Speaking of summer and the transition there, each year about this time, some of your administrative team puts together summer checklists, so to speak, about things that either need to be purchased or constructed or completed in terms of construction on a smaller scale, but certainly a lot of projects. And that was presented and approved by the board.
Yeah, it was. You know, we always have physical plant and equipment levy, which is our PEPL fund. And we also use sales tax dollars for summer projects. So some of those are technology projects where we upgrade technology, improve different technology things in the system, as well as our camera systems and security systems across the system. But then we also look at things around transportation, purchasing some new buses, of course, some new cars, Suburbans, but then finally all our construction things as well. So you know, the stadium project will keep moving forward. Part of that project, which is a little bit separate, but it we pulled out of the original project, was the ticket booth. So that'll be a separate thing that'll start happening this fall at the stadium. And then just getting other things completed that we normally would maintain, like gym floors and just some concrete replacement, all those types of things. So there's always that stuff. We are purchasing a new lawnmower for the system. You know, some of those things got approved. So those are all kind of going into the summer, making sure we're up to snuff, because it'll just be a short period of time and we'll have kids back here in the fall.
Well, and as the calendar turns to May, you mentioned the end of the school year in summer. That has now been officially announced. Graduation hasn't changed in any way. And in fact, you'll have all of your graduates now that track and field's back in the morning session. But we are now down to that final stretch, Greg, and leading towards May 31st.
Yeah, we are. So our last day is May 31st. That'll be a early dismissal at 12:30 on that Friday. So we are out before June. We're pretty much planning on no more snow days, so I think that'll happen, although we have had snow on tulip time, but it doesn't look like it this year. So we're in good shape. that way. And so, but it does go fast because once you hit May, you get tulip time. We have the seniors last week. This year, we've got a whole bunch of band things happening because of our band being featured at the Iowa Band Masters Association, which is a big deal for them. And so just a lot of activity, boom, boom, boom. And we'll be at graduation on that Friday. And then we'll be down to just a week of school and basically kids will be out. So it really goes fast once you hit May around here. I know the teachers, the kids feel it, and so they're anxious, and of course the weather's nice and all those things. So it's just all those challenges that we have to deal with. So
once again, that was Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniakrls.com and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify with podcasts to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.